Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:16. I'm looking through things today and I see, oh, it's National Pancake Day. So happy National Pancake Day. And then I realized, wait, didn't we just have one of those? So I look it up. There's two.
Oh.
There's two National Pancake Days a year.
Okay.
One of them's an IHOP smear. But the other one, like, so whatever. Pancakes. Big deal. Why does it have to be National Pancake Day?
I mean, why was it National Kiss Someone Day or Kiss Me Day the other day?
There's a reason for that.
Oh, geez, Tom.
Did you kiss your hubby goodbye when you left that day?
No, I never kissed the hubby goodbye. He's sleeping. He's snoozing. I don't want to bug him.
You're a cold-hearted woman.
No, I think I'm kind-hearted. I'm not disrupting his slumber.
Why? He disrupts you.
Say tomato, I say tomato.
Let's cut the whole thing off. Anyway, back to Pancake Day. I don't think it's a big deal. So, like, 7% of Americans hate pancakes. 7%, that's a pretty high percentage. Absurd. Out of the 7%.
Pancakes are not my favorite.
See, I go with waffles.
Me too. I love me some good waffles.
There it is, but still not the favorite breakfast. I mean.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Yeah, we're making waffles. The best breakfast, the favorite breakfast in America is eggs. Then sausage, you know, toast thrown in there. Just toast.
See, I'm a French toast guy myself.
Are you?
Oh, that's my thing, yeah. Totally.
French toast.
And you know what it is?
Olive bread.
You're too lazy to make pancakes, and you don't know how to make French waffles. So you just, bread is all you have.
You just throw
the bread in the bowl full of egg. And then you throw it in the frying pan. And your kids think you're the greatest thing ever. Dad, that was the greatest breakfast ever. No, it's a way of hiding the stale bread.
Exactly.
Totally. Totally usage.
So there you go. So should we celebrate pancake? No, let's just move on. Let's just...
We don't need to... Unless someone is bringing me pancakes.
Oh.
Then I'll celebrate Pancake Day.
This just got interesting. Oh.
Like, could we... Call Kyle or Sean Carey?
Can
pancakes be brought to us?
I'd rather have a listener come in with pancakes. Because then we get to meet
someone. They're kind of a tough item to transport.
Like right now, moms are getting their kids ready for school, and some kid just heard us talking, said, Mom, can I have pancakes? No.
There's no time for
that. Eat the Fruit Loops.
There's no time for that on a school morning.
Exactly.
There's no time.
Because it's like, it requires effort. Whereas Chris said... You got a stale loaf of bread, man. You just put a couple of eggs in a bowl.
You need some cinnamon and nutmeg and a little bit of brown sugar.
See, now, yeah.
You gotta zhuzh it.
Yeah, but if you can't zhuzh it because you don't have any zhuzhables in the cabinet, you just grab the stale bread, the last two eggs left in the fridge.
Or when you have 1,000 kids like I do.
There you go.
Yeah, you just...
you're doing your part at helping to keep the earth populated.
That's right.
You better have 1,000 eggs and a big, big loaf of stale bread.
We do, always.
All right. Happy Pancake Day, everybody.
Bring us pancakes.
For what it's worth.
Bring us pancakes.
We're going to McDonald's. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
60 Minutes, the show, beat the Emmys in the ratings on Sunday. People preferred 60 Minutes because it was less political.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Somebody's playing football tonight. I don't know. Maybe we should take a look at news guy Matt's clothing.
Oh,
I got the jersey on underneath.
Wow.
I got the Super Bowl.
He's got the hoodie.
Oh,
so
I got the Eagles socks.
Look at his socks. He's even got Philadelphia Eagles socks.
It's game day, baby. I always go all out.
All right,
you guys should know this by now.
How about SportsCenter? Yeah, he's got his Eagles shirt on. He's all good. We're already Thursday night football.
I'm proud. Thank you. Good job.
Yeah, it all matches real nice. So I'm talking to my crazy daughter in Philadelphia a couple days ago.
That would be Becca.
Yeah, that would be the Bexter.
Everybody knows that, I think, in all Central PA.
Yeah, Becca the Recca, we called her as a little kid. Now she's like 26, 27 years old, living in South Philly. Huge, huge Eagles fan.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to me, Dad, I forgot to tell you, because she called me for other things, basically money-oriented. But anyway, because that's what your kids do at that age. Where was I? Oh, yes. She goes, Dad. So get this. I'm going to Green Bay on Thursday to watch the game.
What?
Wait, what?
She's going to Lambeau tonight?
Pretty much what I said. I said, whoa.
Excuse me?
She says, we're flying out Wednesday night. We're flying to Green Bay, a whole bunch of us, and we're going to see the Packers and the Eagles game. I'm like, I didn't even get the words out. Do you realize how lucky you are? And she says to me, so like this Lambeau Field is like really old and really special and stuff, right? I'm like, you're going to one of the hallowed grounds of football.
You should have just gone through this phone and smacked her.
Look
seriously.
At his face.
She lays that news on nonchalantly.
Right.
And then she just says, and then she doesn't, she gives you that question.
Like, and then you are rearranging all your plans just so you can watch it on TV.
Exactly.
She's actually going to Lambeau
Field.
Because
that's what you do.
So she says, yeah, we fly out on Wednesday. We're not coming back till Sunday because we figured we're going to really check out Green Bay after the game. I'm like, dude, there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch a football game.
I was about to say, not only does there's nothing to do, but Green Bay shuts down on Packer game days, like
right.
Shuts down.
But she's staying for another 3 days afterward.
I think that's awesome. Do you want to know why? Because Green Bay, I feel like, is one of those towns
mm-hmm.
that like outside of Lambeau Field.
Okay.
Has like the best local like neon bars ever.
You think?
Yes.
Because
and
I'm thinking,
cheese.
I was about to say,
well,
I was going to say cheese.
Yeah.
So
I'm thinking like, what if we
cheese
had...
Cheese and beer tour.
No, Green Bay is like, what if we had a pro football team in Mount Carmel and they played at the Silver Bowl or whatever
yeah.
they call it.
Again,
stadium.
The best right? neons
this is what
in
I'm
the
thinking.
Land. The so, best like scuzz bars.
Scuzz bars.
So with
my daughter in a scuzz bar, she'll never come home. She'll be in jail. Anyway, so yeah.
No,
so,
she'll find kindred spirits. She'll be amongst her people, just
you
like
think?
I would. Like you're amongst your people.
Well, that's why I was comparing it. We have a pro team in Mount Carmel, and then when they're not playing, there's nothing else to do except for like go to Matucci's and all those corner bars in Mount Carmel. So there's nothing wrong with that, I guess. So that's what she's doing. She's going to spend 3 days. Well, wait, more than that.
Hey,
Thursday,
hey.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay is like Mount Carmel. They have an amusement park nearby.
They do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank
can,
goodness for this computer.
Visit,
what else is
you
there?
You can visit the Botanical Gardens. There's our Railroad Museum, the National Railroad
My
Museum.
My daughter will not go to the Botanical Gardens
There's
unless you can smoke that stuff.
There is a zoo and wildlife sanctuary.
A zoo. Yeah, she's not that kind of girl.
I found it. Badger State Brewing Company.
Okay,
go.
She'll be there. Badger State Brewing. She'll mm-hmm. be there. She'll buy the T-shirt on the way out the door. Yes.
Are they going to play that YouTube video that used to be sensation? A badger mushroom. Everybody see that? Yeah, you see that stupid YouTube video? Yeah.
Yep. So my kid is the luckiest kid in the world. That's what I'm saying.
That's
yes,
amazing.
I agree.
And I wanted to make News Guy Matt a little jealous.
Oh, wow.
I
the
am.
Libertine. That's the name of a bar in Green Bay.
Ooh.
Are we done with this yet?
No.
She's scrolling down all the bars in Green Bay.
Maybe I want to go to Green Bay.
Maybe next time the Eagles go, we're going.
Let's
I think
do it.
I think
oh,
it won't
man,
be for another
have,
20 years.
They have 30, they
it's
have
eight,
30
actually.
On tap.
What?
Stadium view, bar, grill, and banquet.
Ooh.
There it is.
All right.
News is next. Don't get so excited, travel
Run
agent.
Runners. Run
hey,
runners.
Hey, travel agent Laura, calm
Ned
down.
Ned Kelly's Pub. There's your spot.
Oh, go Birds. God.
News is next. 94KX. It's like my favorite Drake tune right there. Just hold on. We're going home. Maybe you're getting up. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe the kids are on the way to the bus stop. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I got a great story. A good Samaritan is a good Samaritan, but how about a good Samaritan? How about a three-time hero? Air Force Tech Sergeant Ken O'Brien was flying from Japan back to the United States.
Okay.
To receive an honor for something that he had done.
Wow.
A heroic effort. Well, wait.
Oh, okay.
During the flight, a baby stops breathing on the airplane. So he steps in and he resuscitates the youngster.
Oh, my goodness.
Saves another life. All right. He was also involved in the rescue of all those soccer players and the coach from the Thai cave.
Oh, wow.
This guy is just like, he's a guy I want standing by in case something goes wrong.
Right, in case of emergency.
And the best part about a hero is when they are humble.
We were preparing for dive training and we were actually loading up the trucks and someone came and told us, hey, there's these kids and this coach and they're trapped in a cave and a standby. So then we started prepping and started thinking of how we could help in this situation. So we were working with teams from Australia, England, different European divers. There was a Chinese team and then multiple different Thai teams, both military and civilian. So it was definitely an interesting and pretty amazing experience to have all these teams together.
Sergeant Ken O'Brien. He saved some lives. We're going to recognize it. And then he saves another life on the plane on the way to get the award for saving some lives.
Wow. That's on. Talk about being at the right place at the right time, though. I feel like he probably is destined
for
to
greatness.
Do those things. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Love hearing the good news in the morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We played News Guy Matt's favorite song early. He's in a good mood now.
Yeah, that's so my jam.
That's your jam. There you go. Are news guys allowed to have a jam? I guess so, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
why not?
Because, yeah, news guys are regular guys, right?
Exactly.
They're sports fans.
Yes.
They're music fans.
Yes.
They're movie fans. Even though we have a movie mic, they're movie fans. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Laura will bend your mind as soon as she's done making her damn protein shake. Can't
again.
You just... Yeah. The blender was running. It scared people in the building.
Everyone survived in the making of
this protein shake. There was no one injured in the making of this protein shake. Couldn't you make us pancakes this morning or something? Come on.
You know what? I do use that blender
to make your batter?
Mix batter.
Yeah.
Why are we barking?
Yeah, Murphy, you don't want that. Trust me.
No.
You don't want that protein shake, Murph. No. You'll be out in the yard doing things that could get you arrested. Anyway. Hey, I drank that protein shake on Try It Tuesday.
Yes, I did too.
I've been quite regular ever since.
No,
we'll
me
just
too.
Leave it at
yes.
that. Yeah.
But mine have been perfect, as they say, though. So I will have to point that out.
For all you moms who are making pancakes on National Pancake Day, we're going to close it off because we talked about it earlier this hour. The five most popular types of pancakes: buttermilk, blueberry.
Yep.
Which your protein shake looks like blueberry pancake batter.
It's very delicious.
It's a little thick today, if you don't mind me saying.
I didn't add as much milk as I did yesterday because I don't like that regular milk.
Okay.
You are not normal.
All right, blueberry
I prefer
pancakes.
My other kind. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Blueberry comes in second. Chocolate chip, just to get the kids to eat them, Mom, comes in third. Original, just plain old pancakes, comes in fourth. And number five, banana. Banana-flavored pancakes?
Oh, yeah, I've had them before. Those are
delicious.
Good.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you slice bananas and put it in the batter,
mm-hmm.
and then you fry it up on the griddle. The bananas, if they're exposed, get slightly caramelized
exactly
from the natural
right.
sugar that's inside of them.
Yes.
And
thank
it's
you.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and the cooking channel, Lady Laura. There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
There you have it. Enjoy making the pancakes, Mom, if that's what you're doing. If you have that kind of time... News is next.
Now it's time for the Morning Mind Bender and your chance to qualify for the Man Cave Makeover with Aaron's and 94KS.
Homer at work. This seems to be happening at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Is it go to the bathroom?
Yes.
How many bathrooms do you have in your house?
Two.
Two. Are they both ocupado at 8 a.m.?
Sometimes.
You're not.
That is exactly correct, that there is a wait or a line for the bathroom.
Yeah, we have three bathrooms here at the radio station. You can't get in them at about 8. I'm just
about
saying.
8 o'clock. Yep. Yeah, it's kind of impossible.
Yeah, as soon as that coffee hits. There you go. Congratulations, Nick. You're qualified for the Aaron's Man Cave Makeover. We could be hooking you up with a couple recliners. You know, let's throw in a couple lamps and some end tables. And, oh, yeah, that big, giant TV. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
According to polls, this is interesting. According to polls, 59% of Americans do not want President Trump removed from office. 59%. Yeah, that's a group made up of Republicans and comedy writers. So,
celeb birthdays musically. Here's a name you won't recognize, guys.
Okay.
Who's that?
Sean Stockman is 47 years old today.
You're right. I have no idea who that is.
Any mm-hmm. guess?
Nope.
He is one of the Boys to Men. So he's 47
oh.
today.
Boys to Men.
Like, does anybody know those
boys
guys' names?
No, yeah. I'll be honest. Like, I know the New Kids on the Block. I know NSYNC.
Right.
I know Backstreet Boys, but Boys to Men, I don't.
They were always just nice guys who sang well.
Exactly. So, harmonized very well.
Yes. That was their act. Here's a name you know. 71 years old today, Olivia Newton-John.
Wow.
God bless her.
Absolutely.
I hope she continues to recover and fight the good fight.
Mm-hmm.
And singer, songwriter, producer Brian Ferry is 74 today. Played a lot of his music on college radio back in the late 70s, early 80s. That's how kind of what is the word we're looking for? Avant-garde?
Avant-garde, yes.
Yeah, he's kind of out there, but Brian Ferry, very talented dude. All right, that's it. We're not going to sing like those guys, so we might as well get to the local celebrities. We call them Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Yes. Happy birthday to Allison Zablosky from Shamokin. She's 30 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Randy Arnold from Sealands Grove, 63.
Stacy Kerstetter from Richfield is 44. Happy birthday.
And Brittany Beaver from Norrie is 33 today. Happy birthday.
Rob Moyer from Milton is 35.
Tennille Roush from Northumberland is 43. Happy birthday.
Devin Blair. What a cool name. Like a IndyCar driver or something. Devin Blair from Sealands Grove is 24 today.
Shirley Huddock is 68.
Tracy Heil from Shamokin is 45. Happy birthday.
I know her. She's a nice lady. Florence Poust from Mifflinburg is 45.
Jim Zettelmoyer from Milton is 50.
Walter Pita from Pexinus is 46. Happy birthday.
Greg Berry from Lewisburg is lordy, lordy, 40.
Kathleen Phillips from Cole Township is 57.
Janelle Morgan, my sister, is 39 years old today.
No, it's not.
No, she's not my sister.
Pamela Murray from Montandon is 51.
Nobody on the text club except for people saying they like pancakes.
We have a 17th birthday from Facebook. Hannah Baker from Mifflinburg turned 17 today, and that is from Mom Doreen.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, like Doreen did for Hannah, message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can always text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. You're up and rolling. I saw this and I thought of a movie clip and I found the movie clip. Check this out. A third of us have broken up with somebody over chores. Okay? So you have that first date that we talked about in the Mindbender a couple days back.
We did.
You kind of like them. You start building a relationship. And then you're well past the stage of first poo with your boo. We talked about that the other day. Remember that?
We've talked about a lot of stuff.
The way you share the bathroom with your significant other and what you do. Now you're in a serious relationship. Now you want to live together or whatever. And you notice that the other person is a slob.
Mm-hmm.
A third of us have ended the relationship on that alone. Do you agree?
Does a tiger change its spots? No, it doesn't.
Or stripes, but I get
or
the
stripes
joke.
Or spots. What are you supposed to say? Does a tiger change its stripes? Sorry. A leopard changes its
you
spots.
You just killed the cliche, and I love that. When that happens. That's all right.
My bad.
So is that... Now, I don't want you to bear too much, you know, like hubby might be listening or something.
Hubby listens.
Okay.
The family listens.
And your whole family listens.
They do.
Obviously, that wouldn't be enough to make you... Now, you're married now for 12 years or whatever. But early in the relationship, you notice the apartment's kind of messy, kind of sloppy.
Keith O'Rama was definitely, like, used to living in Boyland.
There it is. Boyland.
Boyland. Where, like, you take your laundry home and mom does it for you.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, you just kind of don't care that you're living in your own filth.
Living in your own filth? Those are strong words.
I once left a washcloth on the floor. Like, it dropped out of the laundry basket. Like a
towel. Wanted to hear this story.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll tell it. So once, way back when, this is actually several years ago.
Okay.
I carried a basket of laundry down the steps.
Uh-huh.
I went back upstairs. I realized I had dropped, like, a hand towel or something at the top of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I left it there.
On purpose?
On purpose.
To see if the significant other...
It was a social experiment that I conducted by myself in my head.
And it worked.
It did, because he didn't pick it up.
Now, what would Boyland's thinking be? Well, I guess she wants it there.
There it is. He's like, I thought you wanted it there. Why would I want a dirty dish rag, like, at the top of the steps?
Right. And here's another, like, you're done snacking, said guy, watching maybe tonight's Thursday Night Football. You leave your dish on the table, or you even are kind enough to put it in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Your significant other leaves it on the table or leaves it in the sink for days. The guy's going to say, like, wonder why she didn't move it.
Keith is very good at putting things in the dishwasher.
Very good.
Now we have a dishwasher we did not before, and he always did the dishes, so that I have no complaints.
Oh, good.
It's more like the hamper is here.
Okay, and you are here.
And the dirty clothes
are there.
Are there.
Just a few feet
just
away.
Just a few feet away from that hamper in a pile next to his side of the bed. Like, what are you piling? He just likes to pile things. He like piles things. I'm like, what are these piles? Why? Like, you're squirreling things away in piles. What are you doing?
Does he do that at the end of the summer when winter's coming?
Yes, apparently. Also, he like saves every paper. And then if I go to throw it away, like this wad of papers from his back pocket.
Uh-oh.
That's like gone through the, don't do that, Laura. I need those receipts. I'm like, for what? It's been sitting here for like 37 days.
Don't you have a monthly budget?
Like, I've left it sit there.
Yeah.
I'll throw it away. I'm sure that this is taken care of. No. I have to go through them. And then he puts it right back and it sits there for another 37 days.
Mm-hmm. Here's my story. I'm like the opposite. I don't know if I'm...
No, you're very neat and tidy.
I don't know if I'm in touch with my feminine side or what, but I don't like sloppy. I don't like dirty. I don't like stuff
lying
around.
I know a lot of guys who are anally neat. Like, I know I have a lot of guy friends who are like that.
So I can't think of, like, ending a relationship. I don't think I ever did on the fact that someone else doesn't clean up or wash the dishes. I don't know. What do you think, friends? I mean, if you've done it, if you've been there, if you've ended a relationship, a third of us have, on cleanliness or chores, then you might remember this movie.
It would be nice if you said thank you and helped me with the dishes.
Fine. I'll help you do the dishes.
Oh, come on. You know what? No, that's not what I want.
You just said that you want me to help you do the dishes.
I want you to want to do the dishes.
Why would I want to do dishes?
There's the breakup.
That is every woman's complaint right there. Jennifer Aniston just said it so succinctly.
Uh-huh. Because, hey, pick up that washcloth that's laying at the top of the stairs. Okay, I'll pick it up. No, that's what I wanted you to do.
I did.
You could have started that movie.
I could have.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. Tom and Laura live next hour. We'll talk about some wine. We'll talk about some art. And we'll talk about the library. It's all on the way, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. I think it's cool when we do the segment we call Tom and Laura Live. We bring the community into the studio. And I especially like it when wine is involved.
I mean, here's the thing, particularly when it's some of our favorite wine, which is our friends out at Shade Mountain.
There you go. So what do you do when you combine art, Shade Mountain wine, and the library?
You get an awesome fundraiser, and Pam Ross is joining us this morning. Good morning. We love when you visit.
Good morning.
We need to remind Central Pennsylvania she is the honor of having been Tom and Laura's very first guest ever when we came on air.
2 years ago.
Yes, and I remember it like it was yesterday.
I forget
but now
everything.
You have a dog.
We do.
Oh, yes. Murphy the Morning Show
Our
dog joined us
growing.
In year two.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And intern Nick.
Here comes
that
intern
tall glass
Nick.
Of water. There he is.
So, you know, we have the world on a string. We got a dog and an intern. So there you go. It's great. Hey, what's coming up?
What is? Let's talk about the annual event that is the Evening of Wine and Art out at Shade Mountain, because every single year you guys have the coolest themes.
Well, and I have to say we have the coolest co-president or whatever she is. Here's Wendy Hummel.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, good morning. Our theme this year is Once Upon a Time. And we have a guest artist who is the owner of Uniquely Sakura, and
Ooh.
She is a jewelry designer.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our musician is Alan Combs, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's great.
We also have a silent auction. We have about 130 auction items from local businesses and from generous supporters of the library. Some of the items include a Penn State package, which are two tickets for the Penn State Indiana game and a gift card to Happy Valley Brewing Company.
Ooh.
And complete with hand warmers or toe warmers for the game.
Yeah, you might need them by then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
absolutely do.
The Light Barn has generously provided us with a Tiffany table lamp that's Ooh. Reproduced in Tiffany style. We have our friends in Lewisburg from Brendan's Town Tavern and the Campus Theater have provided us with tickets and a gift card so that we could have dinner and a movie in Lewisburg.
Love it.
Our guest artist also has specially designed a beautiful necklace for the event based on the theme.
All right. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Quality. And I feel like once upon a time, the Snyder County Library had some tough times.
That we have.
But now you're fully renovated and back bigger and better than ever.
Yes, definitely bigger and better. And we're even starting all sorts of new programs. So if you're one of these people, so many, work during the day but want to bring your kids to programs at the library, we've made some changes. We have all of our morning programs at Selins Grove. But we also have a 2 p.m. program on Tuesdays, if that happens to fit your schedule, mm-hmm. as well as 6 p.m. program on Thursday evenings for toddlers, preschoolers, babies. And we're hoping to continue to expand that. And it's by having fundraisers like this that we can have the funds we need to pay for such programs.
The library is like a cool place to go again, which is really neat.
It's a very cool place to go.
If you haven't been to your local library recently, I encourage you to go, because Snyder County Libraries, along with all of the local libraries, there's just such wonderful quality programming in central Pennsylvania that happens at the library.
Absolutely. And like right now, we're trying to do some that's based upon curriculum, getting the kids ready for school, but then others, it's just plain play-based.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Right. And we've truly got two programs now that are based upon play and actually play theory, but the whole thing is have let kids have fun. So we're trying to do all sorts of new things.
And the library is fun again.
That's right. So let's help them keep the fun and keep it going. So the Evening of Wine and Art is Saturday, October 5th.
Yes, it is.
Starts and at 5:30.
Yep, 5:30 p.m. And then, ladies, real quick, how can we get tickets?
You can buy them at the door, or you can go to any one of our branches in McClure, Beavertown, Middleburg, or Selins Grove. That's basically how you do it.
Right. Perfect. Perfect.
Pam,
perfect.
Wendy, thanks for coming in, and we'll link you up, right?
That's right. Make sure you like and follow the Snyder County Libraries Inc. page on Facebook, the event page as well. I'll share on the 94KX Facebook page. All of the information you need is there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
94KX on the way to work with Tom and Laura in the morning and late night TV.
The fire department of New York just announced that they have over 100 women in their fire department now, which is great. But for safety reasons, the men still drive the truck. Hey, relax. A chick wrote that one. One of our chick writers wrote that.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We already did a late night soundbite. But last night, Fallon had some thank yous, and we always enjoy those.
Thank you, formal impeachment, for sounding like a fancy dessert you'd order in the South. I'll have the formal impeachment, the lady will have the chocolate Ukraine. Thank you, Apple's flagship store reopening after renovations. I hope that turning the store off and back on again fixed the problem.
Thank you for waiting. Have you turned it off?
Thank you. Props at a wedding photo booth. You're right, the fanciest clothing I own does look better paired with a Viking helmet and a mustache on a stick. Oh, man.
Dress up.
Thank you. Meditation apps that start free but then cost money. Who knew that charging my credit card $12.99 a month was part of my path to enlightenment?
I think I feel less stressed. Yeah.
Thank you, hay rides, for not going by your real name, allergy wagons.
There it is. Thank you, Sir Jimmy Fallon. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead to the Bloomsburg Fair, the 164th Bloomsburg Fair, all week long. Some people go every single day. That's wild.
That's a lot.
And I'm not talking about the church groups or the community groups that work there. I'm talking about people like fairgoers.
I mean, here's the thing. If you love the fair, they do have that like week-long pass thing that you can buy that makes it relatively inexpensive to go every single day.
And I guess you can't see it all in one day. There's like 1,000 food vendors and all those games and rides and all that other stuff. Where was I reading? Celebrity grape stomping every day.
Nikki Cries did that yesterday from Newswatch 16. Versus Kurt
Aarons?
Aarons, yeah.
They
did the grape stomping. It's pretty funny.
Okay, then.
No one fell. No one was injured.
In the making of this wine.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of it, wine tasting from 5 different wineries at the fair this year. Yay.
I hit one. I did not see the others.
You better go back and get the other 4.
I am going back. Thank the Lord on Friday.
The Marvelous Mutts Show, starring all rescue dogs.
That's pretty cool. It's like the Doc Dogs, but they're all rescue pups.
Can we get Murphy in on that gig?
I mean, we could try. At the last minute? I think he's bonding with intern Nick on the couch.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
I thought it was like celebrity wrestling going on their couch. Friday night, Foreigner and Loverboy take the stage, and our very own Kyle Alexander will be there live and on location.
And I will be at the concert.
Oh, so look for Kyle in Millennium Park starting at 2 o'clock, right up to showtime, and then look for Laura at the show.
Yep, me, the hubby, and the in-laws, we're going to the Rock Out to Foreigner.
That sounds like a party.
It's going to be awesome.
The 164th Bloomsburg Fair with 94KX. Oh, man, that song. Why does that song get to me? I got goosebumps, and it's Post Malone. What is going on? Anyway, I turned it up way too loud. I think I disturbed other radio stations. Tom and Laura in the morning. Post Malone circles. You'll be running in circles tomorrow. See what I did there?
Not really.
Those horses run around in circles, and you ride them.
That's race horses. Tomorrow is dressage at Devon.
Yeah, but it's all in a circle.
It's in an oval.
Whether it's dirt track racing or NASCAR, it's all in a circle.
Or an arena. No, it's not, actually.
Actually, sometimes not in NASCAR because of the road courses. There's three times a year. Just throwing it out there.
Listen to Mr. Technical over there. Anyway, Laura's going to be playing with horses, so she won't be in tomorrow.
No, I will not. I will be in Devon, Pennsylvania, which is just outside Philadelphia, for dressage at Devon. If you've listened to us in the past, I go every year.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone every year for probably the better part of the past 10 years.
People competitively massage a horse.
No.
Oh, no, that's massage at Devon. This is dressage, which is the way they ride, right?
Yes, it's English riding, dressage. Yes, it's very posh.
Yes,
dressage is dancing with horses, basically.
Oh, I saw that movie with Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was out in the middle of nowhere with a horse.
He was.
I'll have to go see that movie.
And the Cheyenne Indians. I actually have to wake up earlier than I do to come here to get down there tomorrow. Yeah.
So that means you should probably check in with us tomorrow morning.
I will. I'll give a call. Don't worry.
Because it'll just be Matt and I, as far as I know. Unless, Matt, are you going somewhere tomorrow?
I'm out tomorrow as well. I'm going to Vermont this weekend for a wedding.
So it's just going to be me? What is going on?
Well, Chad will be in with you. Chad's coming in from me.
Oh, Chad will do that?
Tomorrow and Monday, Chad's in. Yeah.
Okay. Sports Center will pop in and say hello.
Well, yeah, he comes in to do the sports.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I turn the music up really loud.
Okay. I will touch base. Official competition in the Gold Arena starts just after 8. So yeah. I can check in the 6 o'clock hour and the 7 o'clock hour. I'll call in.
There you go.
Hello.
So you won't be totally alone tomorrow.
For all you guys at the fire company, you'll still be able to hear Laura. She'll just be talking about things that we have no idea what's going on.
I'll post a couple pictures too.
Okay, that'll be great.
Okay.
All right. Well, you enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much.
And Matt, you enjoy yourself.
Thank you. I'll see you guys Tuesday.
All right. Tuesday? You're taking Monday off,
what?
Too?
Yeah, Chad's going to be in tomorrow and Monday for me.
Right. I'll be here on Monday. Don't worry.
Okay, that'll be nice. Because, you know, I don't like steering this ship alone.
Yes, we know.
Especially when it's going under.
Hey, did you see everybody?